campus dining isn't just like your cafeteria when you and I went to college.
Yeah. Pizza day on Friday and that's it was like the only thing to look forward to.
Right. I mean, I remember, you know, deep fried chicken patties, and if we were lucky, we got Cool Whip on the Jell-O.
Mm.
That was so great.
Yeah.
Now campus dining is just that, it's dining.
Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero folks, and Mary Riley, who I know from Edible Pioneer Valley, a magazine that's going to be publishing again their spring edition shortly, but now is the executive chef at Westfield State. I was saying this was new. It's been 3 years, which to me is new. You still have a baby if you have a human being that's 3 years old, but a relatively new role for you, Mary. First, let's talk briefly about Edible Pioneer Valley. If people have probably seen it, mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about that.
Sure. So Edible Pioneer Valley is a quarterly publication, and we're focused on telling the stories of our local food, local community, and all the delicious things we have to eat here in the Valley.
And what are we to look forward to in the next edition?
Well, next issue, it's a lot of great book excerpts and stories. We did some great work with Michael Mushebeck over at Interlick Publishing and the Eckes Group. We're also shining a light on mushrooms.
Nice.
Yes.
The kind of hallucinogenic ones that Michael Pollan writes about or different ones?
Different ones.
Okay. And now you are the executive chef at Westfield State University.
Correct.
And you are incorporating education into the cafeteria there.
Our students come in, they have a real expectation for what they want to see and what they want to eat. And then also I take very seriously our role as educators and advocates for these students, exposing them to new flavors, connecting them with local food, connecting them with new ideas.
Phil and I have had conversations with Dining at Smith, and you are partnering with Smith on something that's really, I think, innovative and exciting and kind of a next level of localism when it comes to feeding lots of students at the same time.
Exactly. So through a grant from the Kendall Foundation, Westfield State is working with Smith College as well as a few other colleges and universities in the area. Our program is called Whole Animals for a Whole Region. Basically, what we're doing is working with local farmers to find sources for local meat. Especially at the institutional level, a lot of what we bring in is commodity product. They're not happy animals.
Right.
What we've done is work with local farmers to build a market for them to take, right now, it's beef and pork. But one of the things that's really challenging from an institutional dining perspective is we build our menus months ahead. It's really caused us to have to shift how we think about what we're bringing in. In a lot of cases, you write a menu, you say, I want this. What we have to start thinking about is, I have that.
Mm.
And how do we use this delicious pork, this delicious beef, in a way that's respectful to the animal, to the farmer, and gives our students the most delicious thing we can? So right now we're working on menu development and new recipe ideas that can take advantage of the whole animal.
Do you know how many animals the consortium is getting?
I don't know what the whole consortium is getting. I'm getting 23 steer, 3 cow, and 80 pigs.
Wow.
Yes.
We get a quarter cow. That's enough for the Belmonte.
I think there's more people going to Westfield State University than are in your house, though, Monty.
I don't know. I grew up Catholic.
So I think that's just so interesting, Mary, that, you know, that contrast between deciding what you want to feed people and you find the product all over the world versus what is grown here and what can we make delicious with what is in season here. And it is sort of a throwback, I think, to the reality of the way people did live when choices were more limited.
Exactly. One of the, I think, most liberating things you can do is give someone a box to work inside. I think if you've got challenges and you've got a few constraints, whether those are economic or supply, it really forces us to be more creative. If you give someone the option to just get anything they want,
they end up getting McDonald's for like professional basketball teams anyway.
Yes, that can be true. Or everything just ends up with truffle oil on it.
Truffle oil. The guilty pleasure of mine. I ain't going to lie about that. It's an evil substance that's so, so good.
It's a nice way to gild a French fry. Yeah, I'll give you that.
Now, you have brought some delicious looking food here, Mary Riley, who's the executive chef of Westfield State University.
Yes, I have. So one of the things we also have at Westfield State is our own bake shop.
Uh-huh.
So we have a team of very talented people.
Are they students or are they, you know, just people who are there working at Westfield?
We have some employees of the university. We also have two students who work with us through the Westfield Technical Academy.
Cool.
And so they're actually high school students. We're exposing them to what it's like to work in a professional environment and to produce food at the volume we produce.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we feed, between, depending on the day of the week, between 3,000 and 5,000 meals a day.
Wow.
Pretty big numbers.
Yes.
So this is a much smaller amount of food that I've brought for you today.
Uh-huh.
But in our focus,
so good.
In our focus on local, we do extend that to the bakery. So we used to use flour from Four Star Farms. Now we're using flour from a farm out in Trumansburg, New York, farmer grown. And in this case, I brought you focaccia. And we've got two here today. One has leeks from Atlas Farm and some nice Cabot cheddar. And the other is topped with crispy bacon from North Country Smokehouse and local maple syrup. It's not truffle oil, but I'll let you build that lily. I've got a butter here made with Kitchen Garden Sriracha and Wildflowers Apiary Honey.
Goodness gracious.
Yes.
Phil, I'll go for the bacon one.
So I do want to say when I had hitchhiked out when I graduated from college and I lived in North Beach in San Francisco, I got by day to day because there was a local place that sold focaccia bread.
Yeah, Liguria Bakery.
It might have been. I don't know. And they did raisin focaccia and they did just the tomato one with the tomato on top. And it was just so amazing.
Phil, you take a leek. And by that, I mean leeks that were created at Atlas Farm with the...
Well, I've been really into leeks this winter because I grew a lot myself, and I cut them up and froze them. This is great focaccia bread.
Thank you. Yeah, so our students can get that like in our dining hall. So when you think about, again, what old-timey college cooking was like.
Yeah, reheated frozen pizza.
Exactly. That kind of thing. So we're making this from scratch every day.
What's the number one menu item for Westfield State? Like people go crazy every time you make the X.
Chicken parm.
I like chicken parm. That's a good choice. All right, now I'm going to keep eating this focaccia, and I'm going to thank Mary Riley, who's the executive chef of Westfield State University and also the publisher of Edible Pioneer Valley, and Phil Corman from CESA, who's still taking his leak. Buylocalfood.org.